Scientists are waiting for a sample from the Air New Zealand crew member who tested positive for COVID-19 after a flight to China. The crew are due back in New Zealand this morning and will be isolated and retested. The crew member tested negative before leaving on the trip, but tested positive once the plane had arrived in Shanghai. Dr. Gemma Geegan, a virologist at Otago University, says she and other researchers are eager to get a sample to help identify the strain of the virus involved. She joins us now. Morena.
Morena.
What do we know about this case? What's your thinking on this at the moment in terms of where this was picked up?
Yeah, well, as you said, it's actually really hard to understand how someone got a virus when there's no known physical contact with someone who had an infection. So the only way we can determine perhaps where and when this person became infected is to look at the genome sequence and compare it to the genome sequences that we have already for the cases that we've had in New Zealand. And that's really the only way that you can determine you know, where this person got infected.
So once you've got that a sample, you should be able to work out whether or not it was a New Zealand infection, bearing in mind it's not foolproof, is it? You might not have a match at all still.
That's right, yeah. So it's very likely, given that this person is a cabin crew member, this infection might have been contacted from, you know, at different parts of the world. So and it's also very likely that the if it was a global case that like from international case that this person got infected from, then the genome sequence might not exist. So there are challenges, and also it could be that this is a historic infection as well, so it might not be the case that there's enough virus in the sample to actually sequence a genome. So there are challenges, yes, but going forward I think the what we can do is try to sequence the genome, and if so, then we can compare it to the genomes that we have already from the New Zealand cases.
This might sound like a silly question, but are there standards of testing different? So we've seen this a few times where people have turned up overseas and suddenly tested positive, but they've been negative in New Zealand. I mean, is the testing different?
Well, the testing can be different. There's different methods used. But also, it's important to realise that a negative test doesn't necessarily mean that someone is not infectious or doesn't have the virus, sorry. So, you know, a negative test means that there's not enough virus present in the person to detect at that time. And again, we've seen this quite a lot of times before. You know, often people will get pre-departure tests before they even come to New Zealand and then show a positive test during their stay in managed quarantine and isolation. So a negative test doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have the virus, right? So that's another thing to keep in mind. Mm.
And your research has shown that it is very much possible to catch this virus on planes.
Yeah, that's right. So me and my colleagues at ESR and also in the Ministry of Health, we looked at a bunch of people that arrived on the same flight into New Zealand, and they didn't know each other, and their only contact was during the flight. But during their stay in quarantine, they tested positive for coronavirus, and we looked at their seating, the seating plan of the plane, and it turns out that they were all seated within a few rows of each other. So, yeah, it was very strong evidence that these cases that were genomically linked, you know, were actually the transmission occurred during the flight.
So this has implications then for those arguing that there should be pre-flight testing, that that's not going to be the 100% guarantee you want.
That's right. So the majority of these passengers were tested negative before their flight, you know, a few days before their flight, which is often the requirement for airlines. However, we've shown that that's not foolproof, and I think going forward, you know, it's really important to, if we want to stay on this elimination strategy, to really, you know, basically treat everyone that's arriving from outside of New Zealand as a potentially infectious and implement the quarantine period.
Just looking ahead, and it was interesting to see Qantas yesterday is already signalling that they would look to have people vaccinated before they took a flight. That's happened before in the past, hasn't it, where people were required to have proof of vaccinations for various things. Is this the way you see it going?
Yeah, it's definitely something that has been used in the past, and perhaps that's the way forward. Obviously, we need to know that the vaccine is going to be effective and safe, and although they're looking extremely promising, some more research might have to be done to determine that.
Dr. Gemma Geegan, thank you very much for your time, virologist at Otago University.